Good morning, and thanks for tuning in on this Monday, May 18th, reporting from the Radio On The Go newsroom. I'm Jason Eaton. May is Stroke Awareness Month, a time to raise awareness about the warning signs of stroke and the importance of prevention. According to the American Heart Association, a stroke occurs every 40 seconds in the United States and is the fifth leading cause of death. Health experts say up to 80% of strokes are preventable through healthy lifestyle choices, including managing blood pressure, maintaining a healthy diet, and staying physically active. At Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls, emergency department team lead Brittany Dieringer says recognizing symptoms early can make a critical difference in outcomes.
If someone is having a stroke, some of the most common symptoms include weakness or numbness, especially on one side of the body, trouble speaking or understanding speech, vision problems in one or both eyes, dizziness, loss of balance or difficulty walking, or a severe headache with no known cause.
She also explains the role blood pressure plays in stroke risk and why monitoring it is so important.
High blood pressure increases your risk with the stress that's put on the body, but you can reduce that by following a healthy diet, including fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins such as fish or poultry, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and oils, olive oil specifically. Try to limit your salt, which will increase your blood pressure, as well as processed foods, sugary drinks, and saturated and trans fats.
Dieringer says the acronym BFAST is a simple way to remember the sudden warning signs of a stroke and stresses the importance of acting quickly and calling 911.
Back here in the ER, we focus on BFAST, which is balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time. Balance includes a sudden loss of balance or coordination. Eyes would be a sudden vision change. Face drooping on one side when smiling. Arms, one arm weak or drifting downward, speech slurred or hard to understand, and T is for time. It's time to call 911 immediately.
Health experts encourage people to learn the signs of a stroke, noting that immediate treatment can significantly improve outcomes. Severe thunderstorms moved across northern Iowa and parts of the broadcast area Friday evening and into the overnight, bringing numerous reports of large hail and storm damage. Just outside the broadcast area, tennis ball-sized hail measuring 2.5 inches in diameter was reported near Kanawha around 7:25 p.m. The storm there also reportedly caused damage to a vehicle. Closer to home, hail of the same size around 2.5 inches in diameter was reported near Goodell at approximately 7:45 p.m. Farther east, egg-sized hail measuring about 2 inches was reported northwest of Missouri around 8:05 p.m. Additional reports from the Missouri area included ping pong ball-sized hail during the same time frame, and golf ball-sized hail was reported northwest of Thornton around 8:40 p.m. on Friday. Governor Kem Reynolds has issued a proclamation easing restrictions on the transportation of and access to motor fuels in Iowa. The proclamation was effective immediately late last week and continues through 11:59 p.m. May 28th. It suspends certain regulatory provisions of Iowa Code related to hours of service for crews and drivers delivering diesel, gasoline, or gasoline blends, ethanol, and biodiesel into or within Iowa. You can find a link to the full proclamation under this story at radioonthego.com. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board has approved tax credits supporting 5 manufacturing projects across the state, including a major expansion in Butler County. The approvals made through the Business Incentives for Growth program are expected to support 521 new jobs and nearly $400 million in capital investment statewide. Locally, Feldmeyer Equipment will construct a new 70,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Butler County. The company produces ASME code-stamped pressure vessels used in the pharmaceutical food, dairy, beverage, and cosmetics industries. The project represents a $20.8 million investment and will expand production capacity while supporting future growth, with the state awarding $688,670 in tax credits. Other approved projects include expansions in Cedar Rapids, Charles City, Milford, and Montezuma, involving manufacturers in industries ranging from pharmaceuticals to automotive components. Governor Kem Reynolds says the program is designed to help companies invest and create high-quality jobs across Iowa, noting continued confidence in the state's workforce and business climate. Since launching in January, the program has supported 16 projects statewide. Those projects are expected to generate more than 1,170 jobs and nearly $775 million in investment. The Cal School Board will meet tomorrow to consider several personnel, student support, and facility improvement items ahead of the 26-27 school year. Among the agenda items is approval of a tentative agreement with the Cal Education Association and certified staff contracts. The proposed agreement includes updates to maternity and paternity leave, along with a total compensation package of 3.98%. Board members are also expected to consider classified staff contracts for the upcoming school year. In addition, the board will review continuation of the district's Backpack and a Smile program, which helps provide school supplies for students and families. Facility improvement items on the agenda include purchases of furniture, kitchen equipment, and student lockers for district buildings. The meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow at the district office in Latimer. The U.S. House has passed a bill to scrap an EPA rule and allow E15 to be sold year-round in every state. 4th District Congressman Randy Feenstra, a Republican from Hull, who's running for governor, says expanded nationwide use of gasoline with a higher blend of ethanol will boost the corn market. 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn, a Republican from Ankeny, says the move will help Americans struggling with gas prices because E15 is cheaper. E15 has been authorized for use in vehicles manufactured after mid-2001, but an EPA regulation says E15 should not be sold during the summer due to smog concerns. 1st District Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks, a Republican from Ottumwa, says it's time to remove that outdated rule since the EPA has been waiving the rule for part or all of the country since 2011. 2nd District Congresswoman Ashley Henson of Marion, a Republican who's running for the U.S. Senate, says after years of uncertainty, it was time for Congress to act. The bill passed the House on a 218-203 vote. Democrats say Iowan's congressional delegation isn't leveling with voters about the bill's chances in the Senate, where it faces stiff opposition from oil state senators. National and state environmental organizations are suing the EPA over last year's decision to remove 7 sections of Iowa rivers from the impaired waters list. Parts of the Cedar, Des Moines, Iowa, and Raccoon rivers were removed from the list used to identify bodies of water that don't meet water quality standards. Iowa Environmental Council lawyer Michael Schmidt says the decision pushes back water quality improvements.
DNR doesn't have to come up with that pollution source assessment and plan to clean it up.
The waterways taken off the list are all used for drinking water and have long-standing water quality issues, including nitrate contamination from farm runoff. Schmidt says the EPA told them they were reevaluating the waterways, but didn't say why.
This is a list that has to be submitted on a regular basis, and EPA has to take action on that, not just sit on it and pretend that the problem doesn't exist. Schmidt
says they're asking for the rivers to be added back to the list or an explanation for why they were removed. And the Heartland Museum in Clarion will open for the 2026 season on May 27th with a mini teddy bear reunion. The museum says more than 900 bears are part of its collection, many of which have been in storage since the last official teddy bear reunion in 2010. The bears will be displayed in the museum's community room and will be free to view. Visitors are also encouraged to bring their own teddy bears for photos. The remainder of the bear collection will be displayed inside the museum. Admission is $12 for adults, $6 for children ages 7 to 13, and free for children under 6. Other planned events this season include the annual used book sale in June, a quilt show in July, a second handwork session, a genealogy workshop, and a guest speaker on his walk through Iowa. Information about these events will be posted on the museum's Facebook page and website. Heartland Museum is located at 119 9th Street Southwest in Clarion. The museum will be open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with last admission at 2 p.m. Tours are also available by appointment. There's more online at radioonthego.com or by following us at Radio On The Go on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Stay with us. We'll take a look at your local weather forecast.